And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right. It's the second hour of the program, and it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin. Brian Cleveland is out this week. We're still giving you the countdown, though, and it is now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website, and the Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, as well as you can find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. You can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it for you. We did it in the first hour of the program for Curtis of Blunders Public, a project he runs out of Winnipeg, and really great. So you should check that out, and we'll give you a feature just like that, an interview, and we'll spin some of whatever your latest work is. Coming up, you are going to get the top 10. Stephen Carlick joins us again. We're talking about Cassette Store Day, which I didn't even know existed. So I was pretty interested to find out about that. Hopefully you'll be interested as well. And also, I have the lowdown for you coming up a little later on the program, just to give you a little bit of insight as to what is debuting on the charts, but below the top 20. We're going to kick things off in this hour of the program with a set of three, and here's how it's going to go. Number 10 this week is down from number 8, and it is Chromeo with their album White Women. You're going to hear a song called Play the Fool. After that, Owen Pallett coming in at number 9 this week, up from number 15 last week, the album In Conflict. You're going to hear a song called On a Path, and to round out that set of three, Bri Webb is going to be coming in at number 8. And he's up from number 9 the week before, the album Free Will, and the song is Receive Me. Here is Play the Fool from Chromeo. It is number 10 this week on the charts. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Yeah, I might have been fooling around with you. Yeah, I might have been fooling around with you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Dig, dig for silver in the name of keeping the order. Silver is nothing more than the displacement of water. It's a trick of the light on the face of your daughter and or your son. The rising tide of intellect, your room a holy mess. Of the dispossessed, your room a holy mess. You say you'll never go home, but the truth is you never left it. At the top of the canyon, we look down at what can be created.
Crawl a little late. I sh-
shake the hand and quiet keep till the last light of day. Past due, past due. Decisions to be made. How hidden is the work you do? Please come to the window again. Would you see? On the outside looking in. The walls are made of paper out here on the border. There's no hope for me as policy maker. I couldn't keep the words in order. No word for the sound of at the door. If you can't hear it, love, what's the word for? Would you see me? See me? See me? Open the door, let me love when you make. Show me what you've been given. Knows everyone. We don't need a witness to find a certain friend beside me singing in the wilderness. Sing the last light of day. A purpose needs us. I don't know what to say. We have a reason to keep awake. On the outside.
And that was Bri Webb in at number 8 this week. The album Free Will and the song Receive Me. Before that, Owen Pallett was in On a Path, and that was at number 9, up from number 15. And he is on a path straight up the charts since his debut a week ago, and so or a couple weeks ago, rather. And so good for him. In Conflict is the name of the album. And to begin that set, we heard from Chromeo. They have a great album out as well. Play the Fool was the name of the song, and they are in at number 10 this week. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland is out this week, but we're still bringing you the countdown, still giving you what is coming in on the National Top 50, and that comes from earshot-online.com. So if you haven't checked out that website yet, please do it. It is a great website, and you can check out the charts at any time. If you've heard a song, maybe you want to find out what the artist was, you can always go back there and have a look. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Stephen Karlik. He's got some more news for us, but first, we got to bring you a couple more tracks, and it's number 7 that's coming in next, and it's up from 29. It's Effed Up and Glass Boys. You'll remember Stephen and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, or last week rather, sorry, and it was a pretty big topic of discussion because Effed Up makes pretty big splash on these charts and across the festival circuit in Canada. So they are coming in at number 7 this week, and they are all the way up from number 29, a song called Paper in the House. And after that, Ought Around Again, they are at number 6, up from number 10, and their album is More Than Any Other Day. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Paper in the House, Effed Up.
Turn your light on, off again. You know you shouldn't, but then you can't stand or the sun, but you could stick your head into a bucket of water and breathe in deep.
Second hour of the program, we're counting down the top 20 albums now into the top 10, if you can believe it, of the national top 50 from earshot-online.com. You're not familiar, you should check it out. In right there, you heard Around Again from Ott, and in before that, Effed Up Paper in the House. And I know Stephen and I talked about Effed Up last week. It was one of the albums that we talked about, and they're on the charts already, and I'm sure that they'll make their way up. We've got some other news, though, to bring you right now, and that's about Cassette Store Day. And I find this kind of interesting because I actually didn't know this existed. And it's neat just from, you know, knowing about Record Store Day, but cassettes are not something you hear a lot about.
Not a lot. It's still very big. Cassette culture is really big in punk, especially in sort of DIY, sort of garage punk. It's still going strong, and so last year was the inaugural Cassette Store Day. There were stores across Canada that took part. There will be another one this fall, Cassette Store Day. Details are still developing, but organizers on both sides of the pond have agreed that the second edition of the event will take place September 27th. Though no special releases have been planned just yet for this year, Kissability and Suplex Cassettes will help run Cassette Store Day in the UK and Europe, while Tape Slinger's Burger Records will handle things in North America. Burger Records had this to say, "We love tapes. We've built our foundation on the forgotten format and have been preaching the merits of warm analog cassette culture for years. We're honored to be ambassadors of Cassette Store Day 2014 in the good old USA. We plan to bring some of our favorite labels to the table and invite everyone to the party to partake in the fun phenomena of releasing top shelf music on cassettes in pop culture today. Those who want to learn more can go online, but I can tell you that last year on the inaugural Cassette Store Day, they had a lot of cool releases, Effed Up with who we were just talking about. At the Drive-In, Haim, Deer Hunter, Animal Collective, Shushu, Guided by Voices, and a bunch more, all released either new music on cassettes or had previous albums reissued on cassette. So a very cool thing, especially if you're into that kind of thing. So something to keep your eye on and to check out come September.
Brings back old memories of the Walkman, you know, the old school. I never owned one, but I know people who did, and it just reminds me of recording. And I do remember trying to record things off of the radio too, with cassettes. So you know,
I used to make my own mixes. I also remember. I'll also still buy cassettes actually now and then. Today, if I see something that I think I might not see again, because there's always that chance that you're going to be in someone's car and it's from the late 80s or early 90s and all it has is a cassette player. perfect for a road trip. So
you are always well prepared. All right, we will cap things off in this hour talking about an album review, which is going to lead into your song pick. So I will turn it over to you for that, and thanks again for joining us this week.
Thank you. So this week's album pick is Lydia Ainsworth. I've spoken about her before. She is the latest signing to Arbutus Records in Montreal, though she is a Toronto native. Her new EP is called Right From Real, Part 1. Part 2 is due later this year. It's couched somewhere between Purity Ring's sinister, chopped and screwed version of Twee and sort of Owen Pallett's electronic and string hybrid. And it's got a very dramatic feel to it, and it's all anchored by Ainsworth's sort of self-assurance and her amazing voice. She's also a great arranger. She uses tension and release to great effect on her first single, White Shadows. She also balances sort of cut-up vocal gymnastics and moments of blissful ambiance, all sorts of cool stuff in just 4 songs on this new EP. You absolutely have to hear it. It's incredible. I've played this song before, but I have to play it again now that the album is out and you can grab it. The song is called White Shadows. You're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio. And here.
Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Bad Bad Not Good, Ice Cube, Chromeo, Tuneyards, Owen Pallett, and our annual Summer Music Festival Guide. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Number 4.
That was Bad Bad Not Good and a song called Can't Leave the Night. Bad Bad Not Good in at number 4, sitting steady this week from last week, their album title 3. And in before that was Cousins, What's Your Name at number 5, up from number 7 last week, and the album called The Halls of Wickwire. And in before that was Stephen Karlick's song pick of the week, Lydia Ainsworth, and a song called White Shadows. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, and Brian Cleveland normally joining me every week, but he's been out the last couple of weeks, so I've been flying solo. But that's okay. We're still bringing you the countdown, and you're still getting to enjoy all the great features that we have as well, including this one. A quick break from the charts as we bring you up to speed on what's debuting on the charts below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Canadian indie rock band Viet Cong kicks off the Lowdown this week, entering at number 50. The Calgary, Alberta-based band self-released cassette, a 7-song EP. As Spanish Gold is a 3-piece of acclaimed musicians, including Dante Schwebel of City and Color, and has released their debut album, South of Nowhere. The album enters our charts at number 48. On to number 47 is Canadian reggae rock group Big Sugar, who, after a brief break between 2004 and 2010, got back into the music business and have dropped their most recent release, Yard Style, which is the acoustical sounds of the band. Message Center is the newest release from Canada's own Brave Radar, released at the end of May and comes in at number 46. Young Magic's sophomore release, Breathing Statues, comes in at number 45 and is the second release from the electronic group from Brooklyn, New York. At number 41 is Dixie Death Pool, with the latest release from producer Lee Hutluck, and features several musical artists. The album Twin Galaxies was released in April of this year. And rounding out the Lowdown this week is A Letter From Home, which is a collection of classic covers by legendary rocker Neil Young. The album was recorded for Jack White's Third Man Records in a refurbished 1947 Voiceograph vinyl recording booth. Well, there you have it, the Lowdown and some of the things that are making a splash. I'm certain that Neil Young will be creeping up into the top 20. Campus and community radio stations across the land love that guy, so you'll probably hear from him as well as some of the others. We are almost complete. The countdown almost over for another week, and so I won't prolong it anymore. Coming in at number 3, down from number 2 last week, is Mac DeMarco with his album Salad Days. He's been sitting in within the top 3, sat at number 1 for quite a few weeks. This song is called Let My Baby Stay. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Far as I can tell, that day could be on its way. So please don't take my love away. Let my baby stay. Let my baby stay.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
Number 1.
cut off both my hands and threw them in the sand. Watched them swim away from me like a pair of bloody crabs. Close my eyes and dream of different skies. Stare straight at the sun and try not to cry for you. Oh no. Doused in waves of static haze, I grew my mind into a maze. It makes me sick to even think of it. Fall asleep and disappear. Pop some pills to chase your fear. She said I love you both the same before she drifted away. Jackals and thrown into a hole. They tortured you for days and then let you go home. I can see them now just flapping in the wind like a giant stinking mouth that's been shooting out spit. Oh no, oh no.
That was your number one this week, Setting Steady for another week, and it's Chad Van Galen with Shrink Dust and a song called Cut Off My Hands. And before that, at number two, up from number three, and switching spots respectively with number two and number three. Number two is Pink Mountain Tops, and Get Back is the title of the album, and you heard a song called Through All the Worry, and Mac DeMarco sitting at number three this week, down from number two, and his album Salad Days, you heard a song called Let My Baby Stay. There it is, the top 20 for another week, counted down right here on the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, that is the name of the program, and I'm Anthony Edmond, normally joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, but he is out this week. He'll be back next week, and we'll be bringing you a brand new countdown at that point. And if you're just tuning in, it is the National Countdown Show for Canada for Campus and Community Charts, and it comes from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, over 21 stations carrying this program. We thank them all very much for carrying the show. You can also find us online a couple other ways, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. You can download the program there, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, we thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. Stephen Karlick will join us. We'll probably have some more features and interviews, and we'll have the lowdown. So it's a jam-packed show every week. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope that you'll continue to catch us on whatever station or medium you are listening to the program. Stick around. There's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.